among us to worship with us.
在聚会之前我们低头来默祷。
Before our service starts, let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.
Amen.
奉主耶稣的圣名，我们开始早上的聚会。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we commence this morning service.
唱诗379首。
Let us sing hymn 379. And bow our heads to pray.
奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，今天我们能够来到你的面前来敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you that you may bring us before you to worship you.
照你的应许，求主你与我们同在。
According to your promise, please abide with us.
你进到我们内心来感动我们。
Please come into our hearts to touch and move us.
求主你满足我们。
Please satisfy our souls.
让我们在你里边有平安与喜乐。
So that we may have peace in you.
求主耶稣你带领我们。
Please guide us.
让我们今天的聚会能够蒙你祝福。
And that our service is blessed by you.
我们愿你的名得到荣耀。
And that your name be glorified.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
在我们正道之前，我们先请圣和基的唱诗班来这里献诗。
Before our sermon, we will invite the San Jose Choir to present a few hymns before everyone.
愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
今天早上要跟大家一起来学习主耶稣说的一句话。
This morning, I would like to learn with everyone, encourage you with everyone with Jesus' one phrase.
他说，我就是生命之粮。
He said that I am the bread of life.
有很多人觉得主耶稣跟我没有关系。
Many people think that Jesus has nothing to do with them.
因为我虽然没有信主耶稣，我生活也过得很好。
Although I don't believe in Christ Jesus, but I lead a very good life.
但是如果我们对主耶稣有更深的认识，
But if we have a deeper understanding of Jesus,
我们就知道主耶稣是非常宝贵的。
We know that Jesus is very precious.
因为他跟我们每一天的生活都有关系。
Because he is everything to us in our daily lives.
主耶稣在约翰福音里面有七个自我介绍。
In the book of John, Jesus self-introduced
七个
seven
那每个自我介绍都是从我是开始。
And he begins with I am.
那这个七个自我介绍就是在代表他跟我们的关系。
And when he introduced himself seven times, he wants to show us his relationship with us.
他要让我们对他有更深的认识。
He wants us to have deeper understanding of him.
首先我们来看约翰福音的第六章。
Let us turn to John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
John chapter 6.
三十五节。
Verse 35.
约翰第六章的三十五节。
John chapter 6 verse 35.
耶稣说，我就是生命之粮。
Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life.
这一句话在人类历史里面没有一个人讲过的。
No one in the history of humankind has ever said,
我就是生命之粮。
I am the bread of life.
接下去他说，
Later he says,
到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
He who comes to me will never be go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty.
主耶稣来世界要解决我们人间的问题。
Jesus came to this earth to resolve a problem of our humankind.
如果今天我们的生活没有问题，我们就不需要主耶稣。
If we do not have difficulties or problems in our lives, then we do not need Jesus to resolve these problems for us.
如果今天我们的生活有问题，我们也自己能够解决，我们也不需要主耶稣。
Today, we can resolve our own problems, so therefore we do not need Jesus to resolve problems for us.
但是如果我们今天生活有问题，我们又没有办法解决，那就我们需要主耶稣。
But today, if we have problems in our daily lives, yet we have no way to help ourselves or resolve these, then we need Jesus.
因为主耶稣是从天上降到人间的一位人。
Because Jesus is God who has come down to earth.
他也是神。
He is God.
但是他是人。
But Jesus is also God.
所以他有能力解决我们的问题。
So Jesus has a power and authority to resolve our problem.
他也愿意解决我们的问题。
And he wants to solve our problem.
因为他怜悯我们每一个人。
Because he has mercy on each one of us.
在约翰福音里面提到，第六章里面提到人生有三个问题。
In John chapter 6 mentions that in human life there are three questions.
因为这三个问题让我们想我们需要耶稣。
And because of these three questions, we need Jesus.
第一个问题。
First.
就是从第六章的第一节一直到十五节。
First problem is recorded in John chapter 6, verses 1 to 15.
主耶稣变饼给五千个人吃。
Jesus feeds the 5,000 with bread and fish.
那在其他的圣经里面有讲，这五千个人是听主耶稣讲道，已经听到天黑了。
In these 5,000 people, they have been listening to Jesus preach, and it's already dawn.
肚子很饿。
And they are very hungry.
那怎么办呢？
So what would they do?
所以我们看第五节。
Let's look at verse 5.
耶稣举目看见许多人，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？
When Jesus looked up and saw a great crowd coming to him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread for these people to eat?
五千个人。
5,000 people.
你要去哪里买饼呢？
Where do you buy bread for these 5,000 to eat?
太多人了。
There are just too many people.
没有办法，门徒没有办法，只有12个人。
And even the disciples, 12 of them could not do anything.
所以有时候我们生活的需要，我们常常觉得我们自己真的没有办法解决。
Sometimes we, in our own daily problems, we don't have any way of resolving them.
比方说我们如果在这个社会上班，
For example, if we go to work every day,
一般生活的水准相当不错。
And we have a good standard of living.
但是我们最怕的是什么？
But what are we fearful of?
当经济开始走下坡。
When the economy starts to go down.
那公司就要开始裁员。
And company starts to lay off people.
那公司一裁员，我们的收入就减少。
And when company starts to lay off people, then everyone's salary decreases.
但是支出没有减少。
But then our expenditure has not decreased.
所以那个银行的存款一天一天在少。
And therefore, our money, the savings in our account, decrease every day.
这对一个家的主人是压力很大的。
So this is great pressure for the family.
因为怎么让我们的生活没有忧虑？
How do we allow ourselves to have not a worry-free life.
特别一个人如果上了40岁、50岁以后，常常发现找工作有很大的困难。
Especially when a person is 40 or 50 year old, this person would have a hard time finding a job.
因此有时候我们发现我们生活的需要好像找不到方法去解决。
So therefore, it seems like we have no way of resolving our problem in our daily life.
但是腓力，主耶稣告诉腓力说，我们去哪里？腓力说：“我们去哪里买饼给这人吃呢？”
So when Philip said, "Where shall we go buy bread for these people to eat?"
我们看第六节。
Let's look at verse 6.
他说这个话是要试验腓力，他自己原来知道怎样行。
He asked this only to test him, for he already had in mind what he was going to do.
这五千个人肚子饿，这是他们的问题。
These 5,000 people are hungry, and that is their problem.
但是因为主耶稣爱他们，
But because Jesus loves them,
所以这就变成主耶稣的问题。
So this became Jesus' problem.
好像父母看到自己的孩子。
Just as parents, they see their own children.
因为你爱他。
Because they love them.
所以孩子的问题就变成我们的问题。
So their children's problem becomes theirs.
但是你看到隔壁人家的孩子，他的问题是他的问题。
But if you see your friend's children having problems, then that's their problem.
他的问题不是我们的问题。
The other children's problem are not the parents' own problem.
但是我们孩子的问题是我们的问题。
But our own children's problems are our own problem.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们爱我们孩子。
Because we love our children.
主耶稣爱这五千个人。
Jesus loved these 5,000.
所以主耶稣知道要怎么行。
So Jesus knew what to do.
每一个问题主耶稣都知道要怎么解决。
For every problem we have, Jesus knows how to resolve it for us.
因为他是全知的，在他没有一件事情不知道。
Because he's all-knowing and he knows everything.
那到最后，
In the end,
神迹行出来了。
Jesus has performed a miracle.
好，我们看十二节。
Let us look at verse 12.
他们吃饱了，耶稣对门徒就把盈碎收拾起来，免得糟蹋。十三节。
13.
他们便将五个大饼的零碎，众人吃的，收拾起来，装满十二个篮子。
12.
到最后，主耶稣用五个饼、两条鱼变饼给五千个人吃。
In the end, Jesus performed a miracle where he had only five loaves of bread and two fish, and was able to fill 5,000 people.
神的恩典是远远超过我们所能够想象。
God's blessing surpasses what we can imagine.
人需要努力，不错。
It is true that humans need to strive and put forth their best effort.
但是人需要神的恩典。
But humans need God's mercy.
有时候我们很努力，好像你生活还是有问题。
Sometimes we try very hard, but it seems like our problems does not go away.
但是如果你很努力，你的身上有神的恩典，你就没有问题。
But if you try your very best, and even though your problems still exist, but with God's mercy on you, you will eventually have no problem.
因为神会带领一条路，让你的生活没有问题。
Because God will open a road for you so that you will not have a problem later on.
所以这是五千个人在那一边听道理完所体验到一个很实在的恩典。
So these 5,000, they have listened to sermon and they have experienced God's mercy and blessing that day.
信仰不是一套哲学理论。
Our religion and our belief is not just a theory.
只是满足你知识性的一种好需求。
And it's not to just satisfy your knowledge.
信仰是有力量的。
And your belief has power.
是能够体验得到的。
And you can experience your belief.
所以我们在教会里面很多人真的来寻找神。
So in our church, many people come to search for God.
真的生活就得到解决。
And many people's problems are resolved.
有一次我遇到一个初信的信徒。
One time I met a newly baptized believer.
那个大概是25年前。
That was about 25 years ago.
我问他说你为什么信主？
I asked him, why do you come to believe in Christ Jesus?
他说他因为事业破产。
Because he had bankruptcy, he had to file bankruptcy for his business.
生活非常的困难。
And he was going through very tough times.
朋友都走光了。
All his friends have left him.
无路可走。
And he had nowhere to go.
非常可怜。
He was very pitiful.
后来他有一个朋友介绍他到真耶稣教会来。
So one time his friends introduced him to our church.
他想说我破产了，我到教会去做什么？
And so he thought, well, I have basically nothing and my business has failed, so what am I doing going to church?
那个朋友说，你就来听听道理，主耶稣会带领你。
And so the friend said, why don't you just come and listen and maybe Lord Jesus will guide you.
结果很奇妙，他就开始来教会慕道。
So miraculously, he started coming to church.
开始认识主耶稣。
And started knowing Jesus.
开始去追求亲近这位神。
And started to pursue Jesus and getting closer to Jesus.
结果他发现他的生活很奇妙，神一直跟他开路。
And so he found that in his daily life, the Lord started opening doors for him.
当我遇到他的时候，他受洗已经一年。
When I met him, he has already been baptized for 1 year.
他生活已经没有问题。
And he had no problem with his daily living.
而且活得很快乐。
And he was very joyous in his daily
life. 他说过去我从来没有想过会这样解决我的问题。
And he said that in the past, I have never imagined that the Lord would guide me to solve all these problems for me.
所以为什么我们需要神？
So this is why we need God.
因为没有神活得很辛苦。
Because without God, we will lead a very difficult life.
圣经说少壮的狮子有时候还是找不到食物吃。
And it says in the Bible that even the young lion cannot find food for itself to eat.
有时候好像我们好像少壮的狮子。
Sometimes we're like the strong lion.
很有决心。
And we have determination.
很苦干。
And that we're willing to put
effort. 很会奔波。
And we're willing to put our toil and effort.
但是有时候你生活还是有问题。
But still, we have problems in our daily life.
但是寻求神的，什么好处都不缺。
But if you seek God, then God will give you all the blessings that you will never
be lacking. 所以生活的一个秘诀。
So the secret to our lives.
就是你要去寻求神。
Is that we need to seek God.
这位神就是主耶稣。
And this God is Jesus.
那神就会带领你，让你的生活真的没有忧虑。
And God will guide you so that you will have a worry-free life.
你不一定很富有，但是你生活没有忧虑。
You will not be very wealthy or rich, but you will not have any worries.
因为主会变饼给我们吃。
Because Jesus will have miracles like changing the bread for us to eat.
用很奇妙的方法来照顾我们生活的需要。
He will use in many different ways to care for us and help us in our daily living.
所以我们生活需要努力，但是你发现
没有重担。
We will still have to put our best effort in our daily lives, but we will not have any burdens in our lives.
因为主会照顾我们的需要。
Because the Lord will take care of us.
所以主耶稣有一句非常出名的话。
So Jesus said something that is very familiar to many people.
我们看马太第六章。
Let us turn to Matthew chapter 6.
这是我们常常在引用的一段圣经。
And this is a verse that's been used very frequently.
31节。
Chapter 6, verse 31.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么。32节。
32.
这都是外邦人所求的。我们人一般最忧虑的是吃什么喝什么穿什么，生活的需要。
Verse 31, so do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? 32, for the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them.
好，前面31节，这是一般人，这是生活的需要。
Verse 31 talks about the daily needs of humans.
我们常常为这个在忧虑。
Sometimes we worry about these daily needs.
那主耶稣说，你不要忧虑这个。
But our Jesus says that do not worry.
32节。
32。
这都是外邦人所求。这个外邦人就是说没有信仰、不认识神的人，他才会忧虑这个。
So it's for 32 says the pagans run after these things, and pagans means those who are non-believers. They worry about their daily needs.
那这个东西，你天父是知道的。
And these things, Heavenly Father knows.
我们有一个父亲。
We have a Heavenly Father.
他就是天上的神。
And He is the God of heaven.
他知道我们的需要。
He knows our needs.
那33节
33,
你要先求神的国跟神的义，这个东西都要加给你。
But first, seek his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well.
什么是先？
And what is seeking first?
就是把它调整顺序，你的生活当中啊，来寻找神，敬拜神啊，摆在最重要的地位。
And to rearrange our priority and to seek God first.
然后你做你应该做的本分，那神就会加给你生活的需要。
Then do according to your best, and then God will give everything else to you.
这是我们寻求神第一个原因。
And so this is the first reason we come to see God.
让我们活在神的恩典中，生活没有缺乏。
So that we can live in God's grace and blessing, and that we will not be lacking.
第二个原因。
Second reason.
当一个人生活没有缺乏以后。
After a person is leading a life of no lacking.
我们就发现另外一个问题。
Then we discover another problem.
就是我们的心灵上怎么可以得到满足。
And that is how do we satisfy our spirituality.
这是人追求宗教信仰的第二个原因。
And this is the second reason why one pursue religion.
就是让我们的心怎么可以得到满足。
And that is how to satisfy our soul and our need for the spirituality.
而圣经里面有这样说。
And the Bible says.
说到时候要到了。
And that time is near.
很多的年轻人要干渴发昏。
There are a lot of youth, they will hunger and they will thirst.
他们到处去寻找食物。
They will go and seek food.
他们饥饿不是没有饼。
They are hungry, but it's not that they do not have food to eat.
他们干渴不是没有水。
They're thirsty, but it's not because that there is no drink.
乃是因为缺乏神的话。
But it is that they lack God's words.
当我们在看这一段圣经的时候，
When we look at this verse in the Bible,
我们看阿摩斯书第八章。
Let us turn to Amos 8.
阿摩斯书第八章。
Amos 8.
11节。
Amos 8, verse 11.
第八章11节。
Chapter 8, verse 11.
神说，日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上。人饥饿不是因为没有饼，人干渴不是没有水，乃是因为不听神的话。
Amos chapter 8 verse 11. The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I will Amos chapter 8 verse 11. When I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of food, but a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord.
这个什么意思？
What does this mean?
人饥饿不是因为没有饼。
People are in hunger, not because there's no food.
干渴不是因为没有水。
And they thirst, but it's not because there's no water.
这里这饼跟水啊，就是指着物质上的满足。
And here it talks about the food and the water refers to the daily physical needs.
人心灵的空虚不是没有物质的满足。
The emptiness of human being is not because of the dissatisfaction of physical food or water.
乃是因为缺乏神的话，缺乏神。
But it is because they lack God's words.
我们现在看，大家都知道那个 shopping mall 越盖越多。
We know that shopping malls are everywhere.
为什么？
Why?
因为人喜欢消费。
Because many are consumers.
消费带来刺激。
And consumers will stimulate the economy.
消费带来刺激 stimulation.
Consumership causes stimulation.
刺激你的欲望，让你欲望得到满足。
Stimulation of physical desires.
欲望。
And desires and indulgence.
是暂时让你欲望满足。
And it satisfies you temporarily. Physical needs.
但是没有办法真的满足人的心。
But it doesn't satisfy one spirit.
所以我们常常发现，我们虽然买了很多的东西，但是你也觉得电视很大，但是你觉得看来看去，心里还是没有什么满足。
So you discover that after buying a big TV and you watch it for a while, you still discover that you're empty inside.
然后再来去 subscribe 那个 cable premium 的，里面有一两百个电台。
And you subscribe to premium cable and you have over 100 channels.
那你用遥控转来转去，好像没有一个东西能够让你满足。
And you switch to so many different channels to watch, yet it still doesn't satisfy.
现在这个 internet 越来越快。
And the internet is speed is faster and faster every day.
所以你进到网络里面去找。
So you go online to search.
里面没有什么可以满足。
And there's nothing that satisfies you.
那没有满足，你一直找，找到最后就会找到什么 gamble， 然后 internet game。就是会赌博。
So if you search and search for a long time, you probably end up searching something dealing with gambling or enter on online games that deals with gambling.
我这整晚没有睡觉，就在弄那个东西。
And a whole night you would be playing games or gambling, and you wouldn't go to sleep.
或者跑到里面去看色情的。
Or you would look at sexual.Contents.
所以就很多的父母觉得很困难，因为这个社会你不让孩子上网不行，让孩子上网你没有办法控制。
So the parents nowadays have big headache. It's hard for to control their children not to go on internet.
因为基本上人的心是空虚的。
Because human hearts are empty.
那这个问题怎么解决？
So how do we resolve this problem?
我们再回来看主耶稣的话。
So let us come back to look at Jesus.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
三十五节
，verse 35。
我就是生命之粮，到我这里来的必定不饿，信我的永远不渴。
Verse 35. Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty."
主耶稣说，你到我这里来，就是来找主耶稣。
Jesus said, "He who comes to me, and that is coming before Jesus."
你就不饿也不渴。
Then you will never go hungry and be thirsty.
就得到满足了。
And you will be satisfied.
所以人心的满足，这个答案竟然是这么简单。
It is so simple for one to be filled in their hearts.
就是人需要耶稣。
And that is humans need Jesus.
我们需要主耶稣住到我们里面来。
We need Jesus to dwell inside us.
充满在我们里面。
And to fill inside us.
你的生命就充满着满足。
Then we will be filled in our hearts.
充满着平安跟喜乐。
And we will be filled with peace and joy.
因此主耶稣希望这些人呢，他们信仰追求的这个层次能够往上提升。
So Jesus actually wants these people to elevate their spirituality to a different level.
我们看第六章。
Let us look at chapter 6 of John.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你们，你们找我并不是因见神迹，乃是吃饼得饱。
Jesus answered, I tell you the truth, you are looking for me not because you saw miracle signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill.
因为这五千人吃过耶稣变的饼以后，就到处去找耶稣。
And after these 5,000 people have finished, have been filled, and later they went to seek Jesus.
真的寻找主耶稣啊，非常有热忱。
And they were very fervent in seeking for Jesus.
但是主耶稣已经看出来，他们找耶稣主要是吃饼得饱。
But most of them tried to seek for Jesus to be filled.
就是为着肉体上的好处。
And they want to be satisfied of their physical needs.
为着今生上的好处。
And they only want the good things of this earth.
那这个主耶稣已经给他们了。
But Jesus already gave it to them.
所以主耶稣告诉他们。
So Jesus said to them.
27节。
Verse 27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，为那存到永生的食物劳力。
Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life.
就是不要为这个物质上的东西啊，为着这样来追求神而已。
And do not just seek for the food that of this earth only.
那要追求到永生的食物的劳碌。
But we should seek for the food that endures to eternal life.
那这个永生的食物是什么？
And what is the food of eternal life?
后来主耶稣讲得很清楚了，我就是生命之粮。
And Jesus expounded very clearly that he is the bread of life.
就是主耶稣本身。
And that is Jesus himself.
所以当我们的信仰从追求神的恩典到追求神本身的时候，我们就渐渐感觉到我们的心越来越满足。
So when our faith is from the stage of pursuing physical needs and God's blessings to pursuing Jesus himself, then we will have a satisfaction of our spirituality.
因为主耶稣变的饼是外面外在的东西。
Because the bread that Jesus has changed is something that is physical.
进到肚子里面就不见了。
And after you have eaten them, then it is digested in your stomach.
但是主耶稣本身是生命之粮。
But Jesus himself is the bread of life.
所以主如果进到我们内心里面，你内心就得到满足了。
So if Jesus enters our hearts, then we will be filled in our hearts and our souls.
所以信仰就是要让我们心灵富足。
And so our faith is so that we can be filled in our spirituality.
因此圣经里面呢，告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us.
敬虔加上知足就是大力。
And that is if we have a devout heart and we have satisfaction, then it is good for us.
就是你很努力来寻求神，那让你心里得到满足，你就天天活得很好。
And if you pursue God with all your effort and you believe that God is your only source of satisfaction, then you will lead a good life.
所以这是我们寻求神的第二个原因。
So this is the second reason why we search for God.
让我们生命能够满足。心灵能够丰盛
so that we will be filled in our lives and we will be satisfied in our spirituality.
第三个
Third,
我们再看约翰福音第六章
Let us look at John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章
John chapter 6.
66节
Verse 66.
从此他的门徒中多有退去不跟他同行的67节
67.
耶稣就对十二个门徒说你也要去吗68节
68.
西门彼得回答说你有永生之道我们还归从谁呢
Verse 66. From this time many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. 67. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life.
主耶稣讲的道理相当的深奥。
Jesus has spoke of these very meaningful and profound words.
所以有些人他觉得很难接受，所以他就离开了。
Many people are hard to accept this, so they left.
那主耶稣就问他的十二个门徒。
So Jesus asked the 12 disciples.
说大家都走了，你为什么不走呢
？That everyone left, do you want to leave too?
结果有一个彼得说。
So Peter said.
你有永生之道。
You have the words of eternal life.
永生之道。
Words of eternal life.
什么是永生
？What is eternal life？
就是永远活着。
And that is something that is everlasting.
永生不是在这个地上。
Something that is everlasting is not on this earth.
永生在神的国度里面。
Something that is everlasting is in God's kingdom.
那这个永生之道就是从他的道理来的。
And this words of eternal life comes from Jesus' words.
所以在主耶稣里面，我们可以得到永生。
So in Jesus, we can receive eternal life.
使我们人生啊，能够从今生有一个来世的盼望。
So that from this earth, we actually have a hope of eternal life.
时间过得很快。
Time passes quickly.
十年好像一天这样一直过去。
A decade seems like day by day.
但是如果我们想远一点。
But if we have a vision of seeing the future,
所以很多人就会做退休的计划。
Some people will have a plan of retirement.
我65岁啊，退休以后，我怎么让我生活过得很好
？After age 65, I will plan this, and I have a plan of how I should lead my life.
那这样的人是很有远见的。
It seems like this person has a vision.
但是有一个问题没有办法解决。
But there's one problem this person did not resolve.
你退休一直活下去，到最后要去哪里？
After you retired, and later on, where will you go after you die?
所以有的人讲退休分作三期。
And people say that retirement is divided into three stages.
第一期身体健康。
First stage is having a good health.
所以你环游世界。
And that you could travel around the world.
到中期。
And when you are in the middle stage.
身体衰退。
And that your body actually decreases in strength and that you become ill.
所以留守在家。
And so you would stay at your home.
到第三期。
The third stage of retirement.
老病死来。
Seems that you're so and you're old as well as you're ill, so you die of old age and illness.
那到这个期你就没有盼望了。
And at this stage, third stage, one has no hope.
所以这个人生有一个死结解不开。
So there is a dead knot that humans cannot open.
就是我们活到最后，到底我要去哪里？
And that is in the end, where are we going?
难道死就结束了吗？
Is death the end of everything?
如果是这样，我活着要做什么？
Then what is the purpose of us living on this earth?
所以我们虽然有一套人生哲学，让你活着可以觉得很充实，过得很快乐。
Although we perhaps we have a philosophy in theory how we can fill our lives with different activities and be filled in our daily life.
但是当你想到死会来到
，But when you think about death coming，
忽然间你发现人生活着要做什么
？Then you start thinking, what am I doing in this human life？
所以怎么解决这个问题
？So how do we resolve this problem？
这个就变成神学问题。
And so this becomes a theological problem.
就是怎么解决死的问题。
And that is how to resolve this problem of death.
主耶稣有生命之粮。
Jesus is the bread of life.
就是在他里面有永生。
And that is in Jesus there is eternal life.
他死了，他又在复活。
And he died, but he has resurrected.
主耶稣战胜死亡。
He has overcome death.
在他里面没有死亡。
In him there is no death.
他说我就是生命。
He says I am the life.
我就是复活。
And I am the resurrection.
这个就是人类的希望。
And this is the hope of human life.
所以当我们信了主耶稣。
So when we believe in Christ Jesus.
圣经说我们有活泼的盼望。
Jesus says that we have a living hope.
什么叫做活泼的盼望？
What is a living hope?
就是带有生命的盼望。
And that is that we have a hope of life in the
future. 不会消失的盼望。
And that's a hope that will never diminish.
那个就是永生。
And that is eternal life.
所以当主耶稣说我就是生命之粮。
And when Jesus says, I am the bread of life.
他要解决人类的三个问题。
He wants to solve three problems for humans.
第一个问题。
First.
生活的需要。
And that is the daily physical needs of
humans. 第二个问题。
Second.
心灵的满足。
And to satisfy our soul.
第三个问题。
Third problem.
对永恒的渴慕。
And the pursuit of eternal life.
这个是主耶稣要给我们的。
And so this is what Jesus wants to give us.
所以我们活在地上。
So when we live on this earth,
能够认识耶稣。
And we can come to know Jesus.
这是一种机会。
This is an opportunity.
这也是一种福分。
And this is a blessing.
所以欢迎诸位朋友继续来跟我们聚会。
We welcome friends and relatives of yours to come continue to seek Jesus.
好，我们来唱诗。
And let us sing hymn.
Number 332. 最后要来祷告。
Now we're going to pray together.
神是真的。
God is real.
我们可以体验得到。
We can experience Him.
因为神就在我们当中。
Because God is among us.
因为神是一个灵。
Because God is spirit.
所以我们要对神有体验，最重要要用我们的心。
So in order for us to have experience. We need to have heart.
有很多人他要寻找神，第一个就是想用理性。
Many people want to pursue God and seek God. They want to use their rationale to seek God.
其实理性是有限的。
But rationale, the logical thinking is limited.
神是无限的。
But God is unlimited.
还有另外一条路，你可以跟神建立关系。
There is another road in which you can establish a relationship with God.
就是用我们的心。
And that is use our heart.
你用心来。敬拜他。
We use our heart and worship Him with our heart.
这个就是祷告。
And this is prayer.
我们祷告说奉主耶稣的名。
When we pray, we say in the name of Lord Jesus we pray.
因为主耶稣这就是天上神的名字。
Because Jesus, Lord Jesus, is the name in heaven.
这是大有权柄的。
And it is full of power and authority.
你奉主耶稣的名祷告，神就会垂听。
And when you pray in the name of Lord Jesus, Jesus will listen to your prayer.
第二个是我们要专心。
And second is we need to be focused and concentrated.
所以我们眼睛合起来。
So we need to close our eyes.
想神就在我们前面。
And think about God is among us.
你向跟他感谢、赞美、祈求。
And you praise Him, and then you worship Him, and you
plead with Him. 用心来祷告就会有体验。
And you put your best effort, and then you will have experience.
那第三个。
Third.
就是 我们要对神有渴慕。
And that is we need to have heart pursuit.
就是我们很希望啊能够亲近神。
And we really desire to come before Jesus.
当我们越渴慕，我们的祷告越迫切。
When we have this desire and our prayer is more fervent,
我们祷告就会感动神。
Then our prayer will move God.
最后一个。
Last.
我们要在神面前谦卑。
We have to be humble in front of God.
最谦卑就是承认我们照圣经的标准，我们有很多的错，有很多的罪。
Being humble is that we admit our fault and we ask God for forgiveness of our sins.
求主赦免我们。
And we ask God to forgive our sins.
那这样祷告就会有体验。
Then we, if we pray in such a way, then we will experience.
那在我们教会里面的圣灵降临。
In our church, there's descension of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们祷告的时候，神的灵会感动我们，讲一种听不懂的话。
When we pray, some of us are moved by the Holy Spirit to speak in a known tongue.
叫说方言。
And that is speaking a known tongue.
这是对神说的，不是对人说的。
And this is our communication with God. It is not communication with humans.
这个圣灵的降临就证明有神。
The descension of the Holy Spirit proves that there is existence of God.
这个本身就是神迹。
And this is itself a miracle.
从五六岁的小孩子到九十几岁的老人。
From little children of 5 or 6 year olds to 90 year old advanced age people.
他们虔诚祷告，神的灵就降下来。
And when they pray with their devotion, God's spirit comes upon them.
身体就震动，舌头就说方言，赞美神。
Their hearts, their tongue starts to shake and they start speaking a known tongue and their body will start moving.
有好多的慕道朋友体验到圣灵就知道说真的有神，就神就在这里。
And there are many true seekers and friends, they have pursued God in such a way and they have experienced God.
啊，我们有什么需要可以向神祷告。
If you have any needs, you can plead and pray to God.
啊，所以我们最后要一起来祷告。
Now we will pray together.
也欢迎你跟我们一起祷告。
We welcome you to pray with us.
那如果你要求圣灵，
if you want to ask for, seek for Holy Spirit,
或者要接受代祷，
and if you want other people to intercede for you,
或接受按手，
and if you want preachers and deacons to
lay
hands on you,
或者特别的祈求，
if you have special requests,
都欢迎你到前面来祷告。
We welcome you to come to the front to pray with us.
我们教会的圣职人员会帮我们按手祷告。
And the preachers and deacons will lay hands on you to help you pray.
所以我们现在要一起来祈祷。
Now we will pray together. Let us pray in one accord.
奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Oh, yeah.